Deceased Fernie musician Nell Smith will sing once more with the posthumous release of her debut solo album in April. Bella Union Record Company has released a sneak peek of one of Smith's new songs, ahead of the release of her new album Anxious on April 11. 17-year-old Smith passed away last year in a car collision in Alberta, and her team has been working diligently to finish production on her album. Proceeds from sales will support the Nell Smith Memorial Fund to help aspiring musicians. The fund seeks to raise $100,000, with $10,000 being awarded every year for a decade. Anxious explores some of Smith's deepest emotions that rose to the surface while she navigated teenage life. Her songs are filled with ambition, love, gratefulness, and grief. Bella Union describes the album as brimming with emotion, playful melodies, and a depth that hints at what Nell's future may have held. The album is named for its opening track Anxious, which explores teenage angst and the challenges the young singer faced during the pandemic. Bubba is a tribute to her friend Troy Cook, who passed away from cancer at age 53 in December 2022. It mourns Cook's passing while also celebrating his life. Boy in a Bubble is a psychedelic synth track dedicated to Wayne Coyne, frontman of 80s rock band The Flaming Lips. Coyne introduced her to the world of music when she was a child, and encouraged her to pick up the guitar. Smith had a chance meeting with Coyne at a Flaming Lips concert, after she passed him a handwritten letter and he invited her backstage. As the years passed, Coyne kept in touch with Smith's family, serving as her mentor and working with her to develop her music. She later collaborated with the Flaming Lips on her first album Where the Viaduct Looms, featuring cover songs from Nick Cave. "It is still very painful when I realize Nell is gone. I keep thinking I'll check my text messages from her. I'm sure she has a new drawing or new piece of a song or a new photo of her cat, and then I remember she is gone," Coyne remarked. "Now, when I'm listening to her singing these songs, there is a brief fantastical joy. Her voice hits the ear tells brain this is the sound of love, the brain lets the mind fly through the billions of connections it has with Nell's life. But as it flies, it also flies to her death. There is something holy that happens now," he added. The album's closing track Split in the Sky reminisces about her first tattoo that she got backstage at the Kentish Town Forum after the final show of the Flaming Lips UK tour, which was her very first onstage experience. Three of the songs were written with Fernie's folk band Shred Kelly. She spent many winter evenings with them, huddled around the fire, writing. Jack and Lily Walter of UK band Penelope Isles helped Smith create her album, shaping some of the songs she'd been developing since she was 12 years old. The Walter sibling duo helped turn her thoughts and feelings into music with the help of some of her favorite snacks like Doritos, fizzy sweets, and Coca-Cola. They were able to sneak her into venues to see local bands play, so she could benefit from musical inspiration. The Smith family will be hosting a watch and listen party for the album at the Vogue Theatre on April 10, with money going directly into the Memorial Fund. The Smith family has indicated there will be sponsorship opportunities for local businesses to promote the event and album. Donations to Smith's GoFundMe page will also help raise money for the fund, as well as her store where people can pre-order the record. For more information on the Nell Smith Memorial Fund, visit www.nellsmithmusic.com.